It's Friday, February 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Since Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to power in India, his Hindu nationalist government has seen the significant rise in persecution against religious minorities, including Christians, reports The Telegraph. New data from Alliance Defending Freedom shows a record 328 violent attacks against Christians in India last year. Of those, only 36 incidents resulted in police filing a case, and none of those resulted in a prosecution. Instead, police will often arrest the Christian victim and charge them with trying to convert Hindus to Christianity. Indian pastor Jay Singh told The Telegraph that he was beaten, imprisoned, and now faces criminal charges. Quote, "But for me, it just made my faith stronger, and I pray to God to forgive the people who attacked me." End quote. There are an estimated 660 million evangelicals in the world at the beginning of 2020, and they represent 26% of the world's 2.5 billion Christians, according to French researcher Sebastian Pfaff. Asia had the highest number of evangelicals at 215 million, mostly in China and India. Africa came in second at 185 million, followed by South America at 123 million. North America and Europe came in fourth and fifth at 107 million and 23 million, respectively. The numbers represent the massive growth of the church in Africa and Asia and the shift of Christianity away from being centered in the West to covering the whole globe. Psalm 2, verse 8 says, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession." A 34-foot cross can remain on public land at Bayview Park in Pensacola, Florida, according to a ruling on Wednesday by a three-judge panel with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. A district court had ruled that the cross must be removed because its maintenance by the city supposedly violated the First Amendment. However, after the Supreme Court ruled that a cross in Bladensburg, Maryland, could remain on public land, the 11th Circuit Court ruled the Bayview Park cross could remain as well. Luke Goodrich, vice president and senior counsel at Beckett, which represented Bayview, said, quote, "The Supreme Court has now made clear that religious symbols are an important part of our nation's history and culture," end quote. Sandra Merritt appeared in court yesterday in San Francisco, facing 10 felony charges brought against her by California Attorney General Xavier Becerra for her undercover journalism, which exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of aborted baby body parts. Liberty Counsel represents Merritt and is working to get the charges dismissed. Judge Christopher Height already dismissed 6 of the original 15 felony charges, but Becerra continues to hound the pro-life journalist with new charges. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" On Wednesday, Democratic presidential candidates faced off for their 9th debate in Nevada. Billionaire former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg made his first appearance at a Democratic debate. The heated debate focused on Bloomberg as the other candidates took shots at the newcomer, especially over allegations that he made disparaging remarks about women in the past. Senator Elizabeth Warren came out fighting.
"I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is. But understand this, Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another."
The candidates sparred over health care, socialism, and climate change. Bloomberg went after Senator Bernie Sanders over his embrace of socialism.
"I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work."
The federal government set records for the amount of taxes collected and money spent in the first quarter of fiscal 2020. The government collected $1,178.8 billion in taxes from October 2019 through January 2020 and spent $1,567.9 billion during the same time. And finally, God spared the life and health of NASCAR driver Ryan Newman as he walked out of the hospital on Wednesday after a horrific crash on Monday during the final lap of the Daytona 500. The fiery crash left many worried that Newman may die or be permanently disabled. But a beautiful picture tweeted by his team showed Newman walking out of the hospital with his daughters, hand in hand. And it's linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.